This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The state Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it's seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism in Washington.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I see as a step in the wrong direction. It's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States top diplomat says the ICC announcement complicates negotiations for a ceasefire in the conflict that began October 7th. Blinken told lawmakers the U.S. has warned Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.N. says all aid deliveries to Rafah are on hold amid lack of security and supplies.
The U.N. says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid
due to ongoing military operation,
which U.N. spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The shutdown and seizure of Israel of an Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza raised concerns about how a new media law could be used to restrict war coverage. This is VOA News. Mourners have begun the days of funerals and processions for Iran's late president, foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash. For Iran's Shiite theocracy, mass demonstrations have been crucial since millions thronged the streets of Tehran to welcome the Grand Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979 during the Islamic Revolution. Whether President Ibrahim Raisi, foreign minister, and others draw large crowds remains in question. It's particularly so because Raisi died in a helicopter crash, won his office in the lowest turnout election in the country's history, presided over crackdowns on all dissent. Prosecutors have warned people against celebrating his death, and a heavy security force presence has been seen on the streets of Tehran since that crash. After fighting for decades, victims of the UK's infected blood scandal will start receiving their final compensation payments this year. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The announcement comes a day after the publication of a report that found civil servants and doctors exposed patients to unacceptable risks by giving them blood transfusion or blood products tainted with HIV or hepatitis from the 1970s to the early 1990s. An estimated 3,000 people died. About 30,000 people were infected. Cabinet Office Minister John Glynn told lawmakers that those affected...
You will be eligible to claim compensation under the scheme.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Multiple people have died. At least a dozen were injured since a powerful tornado tore through a small Iowa town in the U.S., carving a bleak landscape of destroyed homes and businesses, shredded trees, smashed cars, and widely strewn debris. The tornado destroyed much of the small Iowa town of Greenfield. The Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla says at least a dozen people were injured in widespread devastation in Greenfield. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the death of an airline passenger and severe injuries points to the risk of severe turbulence.
The death of a British man and injuries impacting dozens of other people aboard a Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence highlights the potential dangers of flying through unstable air. The aircraft flying from London to Singapore rapidly descended 6,000 feet while above the Indian Ocean. Witnesses say crew members tumbled, passengers' heads struck the overhead baggage bins. National Science Foundation National Center scientist Larry Kornman.
It's not uncommon to have turbulence encounters that cause minor injuries, you know, up to, say, a broken bone. But fatality is very, very rare.
His best advice, keep seatbelts fastened. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.